Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be surprised when I say, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases, you hear its sound. You can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. That is how it is with all who are born of the Spirit." "How could that be possible?" asked Nicodemus. "You, a teacher in Israel, you do not know these things," replied Jesus. "I tell you most solemnly, we speak only about what we know. Witness only to what we have seen. Yet you people reject our evidence. If you don't believe me when I speak about things in this world, how are you going to believe me when I speak to you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And the Son of Man must be lifted up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, but everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." The Gospel of the Lord. Here's what happens at Eastertide. At Easter, we unveil the cross. It's a strange paradox of liturgy. The last 2 weeks of Lent, all images, especially the image of the cross, are covered over with purple cloth. Yet at Eastertide, the cross is revealed. That doesn't seem to make sense. At Easter, Christ rises again, and we celebrate the resurrection by unveiling the great image of the cross. Thinking of our church in Glasgow, the church we are caring for, which has a rather valuable crucifix, by Benno Schotts, a Jewish sculptor who became rather famous in Scotland as an abstract sculptor later. And it's right at the centre of the church, massive. All eyes gaze on the cross. And yet the cross is covered over until Easter. It's a paradox, but then today's gospel is a multiplicity of paradoxes. Be born from above or born again. Only the Son of Man who is in heaven. Another great paradox of the Old Testament, the great surprise at the Old Testament, which says you shall make no image of any living thing, as Moses, the lawgiver, making all of Israel in the desert gaze on an image of a living thing, the serpent in the desert. We know the story, the people are dying in the desert because of poisonous snakes. And yet Moses says all who gaze on this image will be saved, an image of death, indeed the serpent, the enemy of mankind. Paradoxes piled upon paradoxes. But it's not a paradox when everything is revealed in Christ, the key to the strange mysteries. You shall not make an image of any living thing until the time comes when there is an image, a living thing who himself is an image. An image, as Paul says, of the unseen God, or the image of the unseen God. And that unlocks the meaning of images. All images become the cross, images of the cross. We're allowed to make images of living things now because we now see that in Christ humanity has become a sort of reflection of God. To see God is to see humanity, and to see humanity in all its suffering, all its struggles, all its desires and hopes, is to see something of God. But that's not a natural truth. That's a truth of grace. It became true by the incarnation and by the death and resurrection of Christ. For John, everything is pinned together on the cross. In John's gospel, the Pentecost, the giving of the Spirit, the beginning of heaven, everything happens in that single moment of the death of Christ. He hands over his Spirit. Chronologically, that's not true. In the other Gospels, we have the sequence in time. John's concerned with the meaning. The other Gospels, Christ dies, lies in the tomb, rises again, ascends into heaven, sends the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. That's what we do in Eastertide, till Pentecost. But the cross reveals everything. And just as Moses was saying, if you gaze on evil, you can overcome it, Christ becomes the centre of that evil. All evil, all that destroys life and goodness and happiness. Yet at the same time, it's from that moment that heaven begins. I think that's a truth that's more than theological. I've often seen that pastorally, the way sometimes strange beauty and ability in people who are suffering. Sometimes near to death, they seem to become more alive. You can always sense the light of heaven starting to shine in their life as they struggle, as they come close to the final moment. The final moment, it's the beginning of all things, the beginning of heaven. And it's also why the kind of great poem, which is the first major poem in English, is called The Dream of the Rood. There's this wonderful understanding of the transformation of the cross. The man is an image of the cross, but doesn't just gaze on his own. All the wonder of creation gazes on the cross. Angels and those on earth who speak, all of us understand the reality of the new life in the cross. And that's why the cross isn't covered over in Eastertide. The cross is revealed. Even now, as we gaze on the cross, we begin to see heaven.